Rashi. Rashi Shita is that when Rabbi Yehuda says Dvarim Kiksavim, it's Dvarim Kiksavim. I mean, it's Lageb Sherecha, it's Lageb B'matana is Dafka, and Lanochi B'nissin is Dafka. And if it's also to give a matana, to give the nevela as a matana to a nochri, and it's likewise also to give the nevela the mechira to a ger. So yesterday the Rambam is chaylik taka. The Rambam holds that what's dafka is lanochri the mechira. You're not allowed to give the nevela the matana to a nochri. But to a ger, it's ben b'mechir ben b'matana. That could be either way. And presumably, the Fidei Rambam, when the Torah says lager asher b'sherecha titneno, the Torah means even titneno. So even mutter to give it to a ger, but it's likewise mutter to give it b'mechir. So we began to discuss yesterday, l'fi Rashi, what's taka the geder ha'isser? How are we supposed to understand this isser? I don't mean on a philosophical level. I mean just, what's the geder ha'dover? That it's also to sell the nevela to a get toshav. Why should we also to sell the nevela to a get toshav? You can sell even to an anish of Israel. You're allowed to sell things. There's no din that you have to give aniyim. You have to give that you're not allowed to sell things to aniyim. Even though there's certainly a mitzvah lachyesu and there's chiyuv beit stoka, I'm not chiyuv to give things bechinim to an ani. The only has a specific need, and there's a mitzvah, you have to take care of it. But there's no halacha per se that you're not allowed to sell things to Oni. You could have a clothing store and sell things to Aniyim. You could have a grocery store and sell things to Aniyim. So how are we supposed to understand the halacha of Yibai Nevelo that to a getoshiv you have to give it b'mechira, and you have to give it b'matana rather to a getoshiv, and you're not allowed to give it b'mechira, according to Rashi?
Can you just say that there's an issur enough from Nevelo?
Certainly no, there's certainly not Israel enough from the veil, and the veil is multiba enough. It's good for the chapter.
Maybe that's where it was only matter in those two things. It was only matter in the scene that wasn't matter.
He's saying maybe it's a kind of Israel enough. Giving it to b'mechira to a gertoshev is a hanah asura. I don't know. I think it's very hard to. That's very. You're allowed to sell it to a guy. That's also a hanah. Hashes in the veil is multiba enough. If you want a riot, I don't even think it needs a riot. If you want a riot, the whole Hetra knows learned out, the whole din of Rabbi Avo is learned out from the fact that Torah had to be matir and the veil of Bano. You see that all that other Yisuri Achila are also Bano. No, never mind that. That's not a riot. But I don't think so. I don't think it could be also Bano. If it's mutter to sell to a guy, he passes in the sugi is mutter Bano. So what else? What else? What do you say? What else could be? What could be shot in this halach?
Why wouldn't it be asked by now? There's a view that when the view that when it says lo so hal lo so chelo, so in this time we assume it means an answer or not. We learn from Shefa, so it should have been that way by Nevel. The only two things the Torah was matter was those.
Yeah, the passage of Torah is matter. These two things. The Torah is saying that it's mutter by now.
Why couldn't we learn Rabbi
Abba
from
within the view of the law? No, because I don't, according to Rameir, the Pasuk's not doing anything else excepting Matir Bano. So this could be a source that why did they have to bother to be Matir Bano? It must be that otherwise it would have been Osir Bano. Mashenkin Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, even if all Yisuri Achilo are Mutir Bano, I still need this Pasuk to teach me the specific din of Dvarim Kiksavim. So this can't be the source that all Yisuri Achilo are Osir Bano. Again?
I mean, it gave me a similar idea to like, you know, not charging interest since you can't use it anyway, don't extort money for it to someone who's like on the private community.
All right, these are all sources. Does anybody have something more specific than just a source? There is a Tysus in Avodah Zarah. It's not about this, and we have to think through if it's really applicable. There's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is a different question. The Gemara says that even according to a mayor that is not Tamarim Kiksovim, and it's Ben Mechir, Ben Matana, but nonetheless, there's a din of Lahakdim. The Pasuk is teaching me, the Oy, according to a mayor, is teaching me that there's a din of Lahakdim, that the Sina to a Ger Tosfos is Koydim to Mechir to a Goy. And Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to that halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says lahakdim leitzorah. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree to that. Rabbi Yehuda says that's a svara lahakdim leitzorah. Correct, it's a svara since it's a mitzvah lachiyosi. So already know lahakdim. So the pasuk is telling me dvarim kiksovim. And Rameir from the pasuk itself of either Rameir learns out that it's a halacha of lahakdim. So Tosfos over there asks sort of a similar question to what we're asking now in Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos asks in Rameir, what kind of din is this? What kind of halacha is this lahakdim? The Torah says you have to be makdim. The sina to a getoshuv, rather you have to give it away bechinim to a getoshuv, rather than sell it to a goy. Even Ani Yisrael don't have such a halacha. If I have some article that's sellable, and the only person who's willing to buy it is a goy, there's no going to have to give it away bechinim to Ani Yisrael. I'm allowed to sell it to a goy. But otherwise, how do you ever do business with goy? A person has a store, he sells clothing to goy. Why don't we say rather than sell his clothing to goy, he should give it all away bechinim to Ani Yisrael? Now, there's no such din. You're allowed to sell things to a goyim. If your customers are goyim, you have something to sell. The only people who want to buy it are goyim. You're allowed to sell it to them. You're not mechuyev to go look for any Yisrael to give it away bechinam. So what kind of halacha is this by nevela? Rabbi Yehuda says it's gar svara. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't even need a pasuk for it. And Rameir learns it out from a pasuk that if you have a nevela and you can sell it to goyim, the Torah says according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's pashut and svara that rather than sell it to goyim, you have to give it away to a ger toshim. How could that be? How could a Getoshev have such a right that even Ani Yisrael don't have? So Tosfos answers that here there's a particular svara. Since the Nevela is not worth a lot of money, talking about the place where, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, most people are Jews, so the Nevela is not really, there's not a lot of demand for Nevelas. So if you sell the nevela to a guy, you're not going to get very much money, right? We know if demand is low, the price is going to be very low. So the what you could realize from the nevela is just a few pennies. On the other hand, so for you to sell it, it's a very small hanoh. Your benefit from selling it is going to be relatively small. On the other hand, if you'll give it to a getayshuv, to him it's just as good as any other meat. To him, there's no difference between the nevela and basa kasha. So to the getayshuv, the getayshuv's hanoh would be a full hanoh of regular meat. Your hanoi in selling it to a guy, it's going to be very minimal hanoi. So here there's a special svara. Who knows it's a svara guy? The mayor holds not a svara, but I learned that from the pasuk. That rather than sell it to a guy, which is going to just profit you a very small hanoi, you're going to get a very small benefit out of that. Better to give it away to get toshuv. He's going to get a big hanoi. So better to give him the big hanoi than to realize for yourself a very small hanoi of selling it to a guy. It's a particular sort of, so if you have something valuable, you can sell it to a guy for a lot of money, or you can give it away to get to Ani Shav Yisrael, and to him it's worth a lot of money. So, why do you have to give it away to the Ani? It's worth a lot of money to you. You could sell it and make a lot of money. But here you have something where, to you, it's worth very little. It's only worth a few pennies. You sell it to a guy, it's only worth a few pennies. To the Getoshev, it's worth a lot. Because to him it's full, he could put it in his, to him it's supper. Doesn't have to go to the store and buy a bus of kosher. You could get this in the day, and it'll have the same hanok. So in a case where to you it's only worth a little bit, and to the getoshev it'll be worth a lot, here already the Torah says that you have to give it away to a getoshev.
I understand the plot. It's exactly the same. You make plenty of profit because the guy will pay you full price.
No, he won't pay you full price. Torah says we're talking about the Eretz Yisrael where there aren't a lot of goyim, so the demand for nevelis is very low. Since the demand for nevelis is very low, so the market price of nevelis is very little. Nevelis, so by selling a nevelis, you're going to make a minimal amount of money. But by giving it to Getoshev, you're going to give him a maximum amount of hanok.
Yeah.
This is an assay. This pasuk is the pasuk here is an assay.
So why can't the guy just go and also buy his cheap nevelas with a small
because the ger is not willing to buy it. Unless he doesn't have a few pennies either.
But that's the same few pennies are different.
We'll talk more behemshech. But Ashes, we're talking about a case where the getoshev doesn't have to, not able or willing to buy the nevela. Let's say the Nevela, he's very poor. He doesn't even have, Gertoshu presumably is poor.
So
maybe he doesn't have money to buy the Nevela.
So the good difference comes down to the fact that the Ger is poor and you're not.
But the Gertoshu what? Yeah, of course it's because the Getoshev is poorer. That's why if he's rich, then I don't think you have a mitzvah lachesed. We're talking about where the Getoshev is poor. But the question is, why is he better than Ani Yisrael? Why are Ani Getoshev more? Why do they have this? That was his kasha. How is the Getoshev good? He's poor. Ani Yisrael are also poor. You're not mechuyev to go give them things. The teretz is, so that's the teretz. Here, where it's worth very little to you, Lo Yitzur had such a case by Ani Yisrael. Presumably, it would be the same thing. Let's say he had something which to you is worth very little, but to the Ani it's worth a lot. Then maybe there would be, then presumably would have the same thing, especially according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a svar. Some even according to a mayor, if it's true about a Getoshev, it's probably true about Ani Yisrael as well. In a Chanami, from here we would learn out a din. Lo Yitzur, I don't know what a case would be, but Lo Yitzur had a case of something where if you sell it to Goy, you're going to get very little money. And if you give it to an Anish of Yisrael, he'll have a maximum manah, then in a Chanami, you'd be mechuyev to give it to Anish of Yisrael and not sell it for nothing. But I'm not sure what such a case would be. The Veil is a special case.
So food is cheap for the guests, because money is money, right? You can use your dollar any store you want. It's just that you can buy cheap food in Anish of Yisrael because they're Jews. They can't jump to the church store. If you give them cash instead of the Veil, it's the same thing. Where is the cash?
I don't know if there's only Neveil. Yeah, you could give them. I don't know if there are Neveilis available. This Neveil is available. Often the Velus is so readily available. Well, that's the... Right. This isn't... So you're asking, why can't this Getoshev go out and buy an Velus? And number one, who says that an Velus is available? Number two, who says he has the money to do it? So Kapanos, here the Torah says a special chiyuv, that you have to give it away to the Getoshev, which is, for him is a big hanah, rather than that you should sell it, which is a small hanah. I've counted the places. So maybe we could say that we could use, now again, Tosis is not talking about Rabbi Yehuda, he's talking about Rameir, he's talking about the Nivla Hakti. But maybe we could apply this Svar of Tosis, which was said in order to explain the Nivla Hakti, to explain Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Dvarim King Solomon. Maybe that's the reason why, maybe that's the gedder, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher to sell a Nevela to get Tosis. Why is it usher to sell a Nevela to get Tosis? So maybe we could say Alderach said, since the Nevela is worth very little, you'll sell it to a Getoshev, you're going to make very little money. So the Torah said something which you're going to make very little money on. And if you're going to give it away to him, and to him it's worth a lot of hanoah, so the Torah said you're not supposed to charge money for it. Maybe that could be the pshat. Maybe we could apply Tosis as far, which he says in Aramaic, to understand Rashi Shita and Rabbi Yehuda. So there's supposed to be a Rosh Yosef. I didn't see it inside, so that's why I asked if anybody has. There's supposed to be a Rosh Yosef who's Messiah, and this Rashi is Messiah that baptizes. But I haven't seen it inside, so I don't know exactly what he says. But I heard such a Rosh Yosef. But I think it's not really the same. It's not really the same. I'll tell you why. Wait for a minute. Maybe. Let's understand something first. Let's start at the din of lahakdim. Rameir is halacha of lahakdim. So it says, Rameir says it's halacha, even though he doesn't know from Dvarim K'savam, but he does agree that there's at least a halacha that if you have a choice between giving it to a Getoshev or selling it to a guy, you have to sell it to a guy. And Toshev explains, because if you sell it to a guy, you're only going to make a few pennies anyway, you're going to give it to a Getoshev, you're going to make him very happy, so you're better to make the Getoshev very happy rather than to make the few pennies they're going to make with an avail. So if that's true, and that's apparently a chiyuv, the din of lahakdim pastus at least is a chiyuv. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy if you have the option of giving it away to a getosh. Let's assume that's the pastus that it's a chiyuv. So but Rameir says you're allowed to sell a nevela to a getosh. Rameir holds that it's not one consultant. It's ben b'mechir ben b'nesina. It's mutter to sell a nevela to a getosh. How is it ever mutter to sell an avela to a getoshev? If there's a halacha of lahakdim that you have to give it to a getoshev rather than sell it, because selling it's only going to make you a few pennies. So every time you have a getoshev, let's say you want to sell him an avela, why can't the getoshev say to you, look, I would like to take it b'chinam? And there's a din lahakdim, you have to give it away to a getoshev b'chinam rather than make the few pennies that you can make on selling it. So it's has a different mishkachas law that you should sell the nevela to get toshuv. The getoshuv who's willing to buy it is certainly willing to be mekabel b'chinam. So just like this halacha lahakdim that you have to give it away to get toshuv rather than sell it to a guy. So why isn't there also a din lahakdim that you have to give it away to the getoshuv rather than sell it to the getoshuv? Because here also you're only going to make a few pennies. It's a klutz kasha, but why is it a klutz kasha? No, even he's on it. No, we're talking about.
Oh,
look, mechalik. Ben mechir ben menasin is different kinds of getoshes. Stam and stam. Ben mechir ben menasin. Stam is the same getosh. The same getosh. You're allowed to do it ben mechir or ben menasin. Ben mechir or ben menasin. But why? Why are you ever allowed to do it ben mechir? If there's a din that menasin is kedemus, so you should have to do it ben menasin, not ben mechir. Fine, I'm making it available. I'm making no. Lahakdim means lahakdim nesina leger. No, I'm saying fair. Lahakdim nesina deger lemechir denochi. That's what it says. Well, the assumption here is I'm not sure exactly what. The assumption here is the getoshev is poor and you're not. Maybe you're also poor. No, so then if you're also poor, then why is it din of lahakdim? The same way it's important. Maybe you need a few pennies. I mean, the few pennies to you are not such a big problem. Maybe you're poor also, but you're only going to make a few pennies. And the getoshev is going to get a steak dinner. So even though you're both poor, but better his steak dinner than your few pennies. Okay, fine, but that's still true in my kasha. Now I want to sell it to the getoshev, but I'm only going to make a few pennies. If I'm going to give it to him for free, then he's going to have a steak dinner. So why am I ever allowed to sell it to him? Why don't I have to give it to him for free? Now, here we're close to a teretz emes. We're on the verge of a teretz. The pshat's poshut. The din of lahakdim is, the case of lahakdim is, the getoshev is not buying the nevela. That's the assumption. We're talking about the case of lahakdim is where the getoshev is, you don't have any getoshev who's willing to buy the nevela. All the getoshes that you know are not, maybe they can't even afford to buy a nevela, or they're not interested in buying a nevela. They're not. Your choice is between giving it away to a getoshev or selling it to a nochri. That means the only people who are lining up to buy it are goyim. To take it for free, that you could get the getoshes. You know, you'll make a kiddush and you'll invite all the getoshes. That you'll have lots of people will come. But to buy it, the only customers are goyim. That's the case of lahakdim. So the other Torah says, if you're going to sell it to a goy, what are you going to make? Nothing. Next to nothing. A few pennies. What are the ger toshes going to have from it? Nothing. No hanah at all. Says the Torah. On the other hand, if you'll give away b'chinum to a ger toshev, the ger toshev will have a lot of hanah, and you won't have your few pennies. So the Torah says, if you're weighing that, there's a choice between you having the few pennies that you can get from selling it, and the ger toshev having a lot of hanah, better to give it away to the ger toshev. On the other hand, what if I have a ger toshev who's willing to buy? Let's say I have two ger toshevs. One ger toshev is willing to buy it, the other ger toshev would like it for free. Or the same ger toshev, he's willing to take it for free, but if I'm not going to give it to him for free, he's willing to buy it. He's willing to spend a few pennies and buy the nevela. So now, if I give it to him b'chinom, he will have hana'ah, and I won't have anything. If I'll sell it to him, he'll also have hana'ah. He'll have the same steak dinner, and I'll have my few pennies. He'll be out a few pennies. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do it. There's no k'timah. There, if I sell him the nevela, he'll also have the hana'ah. He's going to get it for very cheap. That's also hana'ah. He'll get the nevela for very cheap, and he'll have the steak dinner. So it doesn't say, there you can satisfy both. My few pennies is not coming at the price of the Gertosh's hanah. He's going to have hanah also, minus a few pennies. So if he'll be minus a few pennies, I'll be plus a few pennies. Why is that? That's not also. What's also is that the Gertosh should have nothing. We'll talk in dollars and cents. Let's say the nevela is worth a dollar. But it's worth a hanah shavah. The hanah of the nevela is a dollar. Meat costs a dollar. The steak costs a dollar. But if I sell a nevela, I'm going to make 10 cents. So the din of lahakdim is that if there's no, I shouldn't sell it to a goy and make 10 cents and deprive the gertoshev of a dollar's worth of hanah. Better to give it away to free to a gertoshev. He'll have a dollar's worth of hanah. It'll cost me 10 cents. That's worth it. If you can, you won't make your 10 cents, but you're going to give the gertoshev a dollar's worth of hanah. So the Torah says lahakdim, that you have to do. Mitzvah lahakdim. Rabbi Yehuda holds it to Svara, Rabbi Meir holds it to Posuk, that you have to do. But if I have a gertoshev who's willing to buy it, but the gertoshev says to me, you know, I'd like it for free. I'm willing to buy it, but I would rather have it for free. So now, if I'll sell it to the gertoshev, I'm going to make 10 cents. What's he going to have? He's going to have 90 cents. He's going to have a steak dinner which is worth a dollar. He'll be out 10 cents. So I'll make 10 cents. He'll have another 90 cents. So who says there's anything wrong with that? That the Torah didn't forbid? The Torah didn't say I have to give the 10 cents away to a gertoshev. I'm a chayiv to give the 10 cents away to a gertoshev. Here, everybody has an anov. I have an anov of the 10 cents. He has to know that he has a steak dinner. It costs him 10 cents. Pretty good deal. So over here, that's not a case of lahakdim. There, the Torah didn't say that there's any svar or posuk that you're mechuyev to just give it away for free. Why give it away for free? Make your 10 cents. He'll also be happy. You're happy. The getoshev is happy. Everybody's happy. So there's no din of lahakdim. So the mashal, let's say I have two getoshevs. One getoshev wants to take it for free, and the other getoshev is not willing to buy it. And the other getoshev is willing to buy it. So you don't have a din. You have to give it to the one who wants it for free. You could give it to the one who wants it for 10 cents, and that's also fine. In that, there's no din of lahakdim. Mr. Shutum. You see, the lahakdim is when it's either or. If I sell it to a guy, the gertoshev will have nothing and I'll have 10 cents. If I give it away to a gertoshev, then he'll have a dollar's worth of supper and I'll be out and I won't make my 10 cents. There, there's din of lahakdim. His dollar's worth of hanah is more important than my 10 cents worth of profit. But if the case is selling it to the getoshev himself, why can't I sell it to the getoshev? I'm not making 10 cents at the expense of his losing a dollar's worth of supper. I'll have my 10 cents and he'll have his dollar's worth of supper too. It's just it'll cost him 10 cents. So what? That's equitable. He'll be out 10 cents, I'll make 10 cents. That's fine. That's chayr. That's mekuchu memper. I'm allowed to have mekuchu memper with the getoshev. So that's as far as Ezra Meir is concerned. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim Kiksovim, that you're not allowed to sell the nevela to getoshev. That means that even if I have a getoshev who's willing to buy it, I'm not allowed to sell it to him for 10 cents. I'm a chuyiv to give it to him bechinam. That has nothing to do with Taisus and Avodah Zarah. Taisus and Avodah Zarah says, I can't make 10 cents if it's going to be mafsid the getoshev a dollar. That's a din of svara lahakdim. Over here, the getoshev is willing to buy it. So it's going to cost. I'll make 10 cents. I'm going to make 10 cents. He'll be out 10 cents. He's going to buy it. He'll have the dollars worth of supper. He'll be out 10 cents, and I'll make 10 cents. It's quite equitable. So why should that be also? Even tiny Yisrael, you don't have such a. There's no such issue. You got to sell things to tiny Yisrael. He'll be out whatever it costs. You sell something to tiny Yisrael. Let's say it costs a dollar. He's at a dollar. You make a dollar. So that's fine. That's mekuchu memper. That's not also. It's not even also by Ni Yisrael. Why should it be also by Yer Toshu? So I don't think Toshu is in the Avodah Zarah. I don't know what the Rosh Yosef says. I mean, I didn't see the Rosh Yosef inside. I don't know how the Rosh Yosef could compare Toshu in the Avodah Zarah to the Rashi by us. It's completely different. Toshu in the Avodah Zarah is talking in the case of Lahakdim, where there is no Yer Toshu who wants to buy it. And the choice is between giving it to a Yer Toshu and selling it to a guy. So there, Toshu says as far to give it to sell it to a guy, it's only make you 10 cents. And the getoshev will have nothing. That's not the way you behave. You give it to the getoshev b'chinom and he'll have a dollar. You'll be out 10 cents. It's leverage stuff that you have to do. But in the case of Rashi's saying in Rabbi Yehuda something else. Rashi's saying in Rabbi Yehuda dvarim kiksovim that it's usher to sell an avela to a getoshev even if he wants to buy it. Here it's mamash shover b'shover. If I sell it to him, I'll make 10 cents. He'll be out 10 cents. Why should that be also? And yet, Rabbi Yehuda says Dvarim Kiksovim that that's also. That still needs a hesper. What could be the gather adol?
Maybe selling the
veil
for 10 cents isn't considered selling the
veil.
When the
market
is
selling
the
veil,
and
you
pay full price, and then would they? Because it's not
the going rate.
They're overcharging.
No. It says the price in the veil is 10 cents. That's the going. That's the market price in the veil. It says you have to give it to the b'matana. When you sell it to a guy, it's for 10 cents. And the Torah says, "Begerben lagerben esinu lanochi b'mechira." The nochi mechira is 10 cents. Lagerben mechira is for free. So we're back to square one in Rashi. What's the get that of in Rashi? How are we supposed to swallow this halacha that you have to give the neveil of the matana to a get? So I think the answer is going to have to be. That it's not a din in the hilchos, it's not a stock of the halacha.
Why can't you just say the same thing? It's just that, let's say the nevela, now is worth $1, but if you sort of sell it to the goy for 10 cents,
right?
Aside from the fact that he now paid 10 cents for it, it also has this additional aspect where now it's a sale as opposed to a gift. So you give it to him, it means so much more than if you sell it to him. I mean, it's not just 10 cents, let's say it's worth 20 cents because it's gone from a gift, which is worth.
You mean that has sentimental value?
Yeah,
a gift
means a lot.
I don't understand. The Torah says you have to give it to him because like, it'll make him feel good, so it's like a half this
a
gift.
It's better of the anat, there's so much more anat. It's a gift.
No, that's not a mistake. I think the answer has to be along the lines of, maybe we can translate what you're saying into this. That it's not a stock of the given. The reason why you have to give the nevela to a get toshev, you're not allowed to sell it to a get toshev. We shouldn't conceive of it in terms of hilchos stocker. And hilchos stocker makes no sense. Even Ani Yisrael don't have such a stock of the kalach. It's the nevela de kalach. The Torah said that the nevela. That the Torah earmarked nevelas for get toshev. It's like a matnas kunos. So the same way the Torah said that has matonos, Zoyel Chayim and Kevo, they have to give them to Kohanim. It's not stocker, it's a din matonos. So the Torah said, there's a halacha in the Nevela that it's earmarked for a get toshev. With this caveat, not exactly the same. By Truma, there's a din, you have a. By Truma, you're not allowed to give, even if there's no Kohen around, you still can't give it to a Zah, because there's an Issazorus. There's a chiyuv nesina to the kohen, so if there's no kohen around, you have to go looking for a kohen and give it to him. That you don't have by nevela. If there's no keter toshev around, the body you have to sell it to a guy. But if there's a keter toshev around, then the Torah said that the nevela is there's a din in the nevela. It's mehilchas nevela that the nevela is given b'matana to a keter toshev. The Torah is mezake, so to speak, the nevela to a keter toshev. If this get toshev around, then the Torah says the nevela is being the Torah gifts it to the get toshev. Me'ein, we'll see later on in the Gemara. It's not exactly the same. We'll see also more in detail later. But me'ein, we have later, and we'll see later in Rashi by a treifa. The Torah says like kelev hashlichan oisay. So Rashi brings the medrash that the schar of loyechetz kelev l'shoyne. The Torah said that treifa should go to a kelev. So here the Torah said the novellas are a gift to Ger Toshev. So Mela, you're not allowed to sell it because the Torah gave it to him as a gift. The Torah said this is Nachalosai. The Torah said novellas go to a Ger Toshev. Milchus novellas shanuka. It's not milchus stoka. It's milchus. And if that is only by. And if that's the case, it's only din by nevela. Lo yitzur, I would have some other item of value that was similar to this. There would be no such halacha. The mushel, I'll give you a mushel. What about a treifer? What if you have a treifer? You don't have any dogs around to give it to. And they have the same thing by a treifer. Treifer is probably also cheap. The same way nevela is cheap, treifer is also cheap for the same reason. So let's say I have a piece of treifer meat. And there's no. Treifa might be a little bit more expensive than the veil, we'll see later, but treifa is also fairly cheap. So let's say I have the same thing. I have a treifa, I have a piece of meat that's treifa. And am I allowed to sell it to a get toshev? If this is some kind of hilchot stocker the kedin, so mustama, we would extrapolate from the veil to treifa. The din of lehakdim might have the muscle. The din of lehakdim, the way Tosis explains it, I would think applies to treifa as well as the veil. The same svar that I have for you, it's only worth a few pennies. For him, it's a steak dinner. So the Torah says, why should you make your few pennies? Give it away to the getoshev. Better, why sell it to a guy and make a few pennies? Give it to a getoshev and it'll have a good dinner. That would probably apply to a treifer too. Unless maybe a treifer is more than a few pennies to you. But assuming that a treifer is also only a few pennies, some of the halacha will be the same. That's a svar. Even according to Melech, it's not a svar. It's learned that from the pasuk. But what the pasuk says is hilchas taka. So why should it be limited to nevela? But Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of dvarim kiksovim, which is not a hilchas taka, and hilchas taka makes no sense. That I have to, that if the getosh is willing to buy it, I'm not allowed to sell it to him. I have to give it to him for free. In hilchas taka, there's no such thing. Why? Whatever it costs him, that's what I make. That's mekach hamemka. That's not. There's no lahaktim over here. There's no imperative over here of lahaktim. It's mehilchus nevela. The Torah said that nevela is the earmarked for a getoshev. So that's mehilchus nevela. That's nothing to do with treifel. So that I think would only that is mistaber. That will be limited to a nevela. A little bit I think is meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says dvarim kiksovim kach mitzvosa lo yitnenu lenochi lo yimkirenu leger. Kach mitzvosa, not your mitzvah. Kach mitzvosa. It's hilchus nevela that we're talking about. Mitzvah's nevela is that it's like erev shirecha titneno. You give it to a ger. If there's a ger around. If there's no ger around, then you sell it to a ger. But if there's a ger around, the Torah says, what the Torah wants to do is give it away to a ger tosh.
So earlier in the Gemara, it say ger tosh.
No, that's for the din of lahaktim. That's not dvarim kiksovim. Rav Meir says the din of lahaktim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, for lahaktim I don't need a posuk. For lahaktim is the svar of mitzvah lachiyosu. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the posuk is not telling me lahaktim. It's a regular stok of the kedin. That I would know that a posuk. The Torah is telling me something else. The Torah is telling me in the veil of the kedin. That needs a posuk. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says.
Wouldn't the better response be the veil of the veil we know is a din in a gear tosha?
No. If without the Rab, how do I know that it's a din in the veil? Maybe it's a stok of the kedin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, for it's stuck at the kedin, I don't need a pasuk. I already have a pasuk of ger v'toshe v'chayimach, v'chayim. So it must be telling me in a veil of the kedin. Varm kiksavim is already in a veil of the kedin. I think this is Emes Lamidah. According to this, that dvarim kiksovim according to Rashi is hilchus nevela. It's not hilchus taka. Again, the din of lahakdim is not hilchus nevela. The din of lahakdim is hilchus taka. According to a mayor, that it's only din of lahakdim, so there's no din nevela that has to be given to a getoshev. You could sell it to a getoshev. It's just a halacha that if you have a choice between giving it to a getoshev, because no getoshev wants to buy it, and selling it to a goy, then there's the din of lahakdim. That's hilchus taka. And that Tosis and Avodah Zarah is busy with. Why is, what kind of hilchus taka is that? Even on a Yisrael don't have such halacha. So Tosis explains, because it's very little money to you, and it's a lot of value to the Ger Toshav. So there already there's a din hilchus taka of lahaktim. So Rabbi Meir's halacha of lahaktim, that's the taka of the kedin. But Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of dvarim kiksovim, that it's usher to sell it to a Ger Toshav, and you have to give it to him, I think that's kach mitzvosa. That's it's hilchus nevela. The hilchus nevela have a halacha that have to be given to Ger Toshav.
Okay,
Tosif is also a Bria. There is also a Bria, and he also did a nice thing. He was Makabal Zionist for the night. So says the Torah. So Skumtanep. So we give him the rails.
Do
you understand the din of Akdama by Rabbi Yehuda?
You also say
Tzedakah. Rabbi Yehuda says, without the din of Arum Kiksovim, I would have known Lahakdin. But now the din of Arum Kiksovim, so there's no case of Lahakdin. Oh no, maybe you could still have a din of Lahakdin.
Yeah, you still have a din.
You could still have a Lahakdin.
Still have a
yeah, so that's not the stock of the din. The Lahakdin is the stock. Oh, but maybe you don't need it.
Right,
you don't need it. According to me, it would come out that you don't need the Lahakdin to get in, because if there's a Getoshev around, that would have to be a chiluk. Let's say you have in front of you. Let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dvarim kiksovim. So you're not allowed to sell it to a getoshev, and you're not allowed to give it to a kohen. What if you have one in front of you both? You have a getoshev and a goy. So I could give it to the Gatoshuk, or I could give, or I could sell it to the Goy. So which one is preferable? So the Emes Avad, we know it's preferable to give it to the Gatoshuk and not to sell it to the Goy. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that this is Svar of Lahakdin. You're just pointing out that comes out in the court, the way I'm learning, the way I'm explaining it, in the court of Rabbi Yehuda, you won't even need over here a din of Lahakdin. Because the din that you're not allowed to sell it to a Gatoshuk means that it's a matana to the Gatoshuk and you have to give it to him. So if you have to give it to him, so how can you give it to a guy? If there's a Gatoshuk here, you have to give it to him. Could be. Sorry, the way I'm saying, I'm going to take it mamish literally, that it's a matana to a Gatoshuk. So then it would come out that you have to, even if there's a guy around, you have to give it to the Gatoshuk. It doesn't just say you're an Isser, not just that it's also to sell to a Gatoshuk. It says a halacha that you have to give it to him. And maybe it's not 1,000% mukhach. But anyway, it'll be din of lahakdim. So it's sort of moot. It'll be a din of lahakdim. The din of lahakdim will anyway say the Gatoshuk comes first. Let's think about the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Rambam, of course, is Chayluk and Rashi. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Chiyum Matana, Also, Yisrael Litin La'akum Matnas Chinom, Aval Noisim L'Get Toshuv, Shenemar L'Gerib Shecha Tenenav Yachola Oy Mochel L'Nachri, B'Mechir V'Loy B'Matana. Aval L'Get Toshuv, Ben B'Mechir Ben B'Nesino. Neshat Ha'Metzuv L'Achiyosi, Shenemar Gerib Toshuv L'Chayimach. So first of all, as I said yesterday, the Ram is Chaylok and Rashi. The Ram holds that the Ram passes the Kav Yehuda. The Ram kicks over. But nonetheless, he says that's the Ram kicks over means the Nochri part is kicks over. But to get Toshav is Ben Mechir Ben Menasim. And either Posuk says L'Lagerb Shecha Titnena. So Mustama, the Ram will learn that means even Titnena, the Rebusa, you're even allowed to give it to him. But you're allowed to sell it to him, as well. This whole concept that Nevela is a matana for Gatoshev, the Torah gifted Nevela to Gatoshev, the Ram doesn't have. Gatoshev is a regular poor person, no different than a poor Jew. There's no thing you have to give him a Nevela, you could sell him a Nevela as well. But what you can't do is give the Nevela away to a God. That's the thing of, that the Torah asks. Let's go step by step. Yeah, John.
Rabbi was saying yesterday how the Ram learns the Kiksam and the Rehuda only on the Moch and the Nachri part.
Right.
See, so he's learning half the Pasuk like Rashi, but the Pasuk excludes
the second half of the Pasuk he learns like Rashi.
So then why does he quote the Pasuk of Tachanim by the as the reason he can't do Mechira? And it seems like the.
In other words, the Zohar quotes Pesachanim. Here he doesn't even quote Pesachanim.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I don't know why. I mean, that's the real Tosis kasha. Why do I need both pesukim, Lesechonim and Lesechonim? I don't know what the Rambam is Tosis Teilutzim. This is an Astei. This is a Lesechay. With one, I wouldn't know the other. It's some of the winner. I don't know that it's. I mean, the same kasha is on there. It's a kasha in the Rambam, but it's not fundamentally a kasha in the Rambam. It's a kasha in the Gemara. There seem to be two sources for the din of not giving a matana to a nochi. Lesechonim and Oymachal Unachim. So Tosis grapples with the problem, why do I need both Pesukim? It's not a Ram of the problem per se. There's a big problem here in the Ramah, but before we get to the big problem, let's just talk through a little bit the small problems so they won't trip us up later. The Ramah over here, in this Ramah, in Siyum Matana, he learns out the din of Lach Yosei. That a Gatoshuv, your Mitzvah Lachayosai, from where? From Gatoshuv Achayim. Like Rashi brings by us. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Melachim that talks mentions also Halacha that a Gatoshuv at the Mitzvah Lachayosai. But there the Rambam says Gatoshuv your Mitzvah Lachayosai because it says in Pasuk, Lagerub Shechet Titmeno. There the Rambam says that the mokar that Yimitzuv Lach Yosoi is from this pasuk from Lagesh Shav Shrechet Titnena. Bashkaf Rishonah, it's like it's a steer in the Rambam. In Tzchiyum Matan he says the mokar for Yimitzuv Lach Yosoi is from Gevet Hoshev Chayimuch, and Hilchas Melachim he says the mokar for Yimitzuv Lach Yosoi is from Lagerim Shechet of Nana. That I think is really not a steer at all. How is it possible? You could learn that from both Pesukim. You could learn out the din of Mitzvah Lach Yosef from Gerb Shechet Tetzneno, and you could learn again, or you could learn that from Gerb Toshav Chaimach. I said, why do you need both Pesukim? So Teretz is Pesha, this man, it's Mavur Nar Sugya. If I didn't have the Pesuk of Gerb Toshav Chaimach, and I wanted to learn that from our Pesuk, so I wouldn't be able to, because then I would say our Pesuk means Lahaktim. I mean, if I was learning it out from our pasuk, then I wouldn't know that it's Dvarim K'Ksavim, because the pasuk would be used up to tell me L'Haktim. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in our sugya? Rabbi Yehuda said in our sugya, Rabbi Yehuda also Dvarim K'Ksavim. The im is a period. So Rabbi Meir said, no, that's not what the im is for. The im is for L'Haktim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need this pasuk to tell me L'Haktim. I already know that from V'Cheimach. So Mela, so this pasuk must be telling me Dvarim K'Ksavim. That's our sugi. So it comes out, if I didn't know, if Rabbi Yehuda only knows that it's Dvarim K'Ksavim because you don't need the pasuk for Lahaktim, because Lahaktim I already know from Bechaimach. But if there was no pasuk of Bechaimach, then I wouldn't know Lahaktim from there, then I would need this pasuk to tell me Lahaktim, and I wouldn't know Dvarim K'Ksavim. That's the Cheshman HaSugya. So Meir and Ram is also very good. Both Sukkim tell me, the bottom line is that I can learn out, there's a Mitzvah Lach Yosef from both Sukkim. I can learn it out from Mechaimuch, and I could also learn it out from Lager B'Shecha Titnana. But if I didn't have the Pasuk of Mechaimuch, then I would have said that this Pasuk is only telling me the Din of L'Haktim. And I wouldn't know that it's coming for Dvarim K'Ksavim. So therefore, I need a pasuk of a chaimuch, so that I already know that this is the din of lahaktim. I already know this is the din of mitzvah lachayisay. So what's the pasuk that you're telling me? He's telling me dvarim k'ksavam. But bottom line is, besides telling me dvarim k'ksavam, I could also read into this pasuk the fact that the Torah says that l'gerush b'shrecha t'nena, that you have to give it to him. That then you give it to him matana. So I see that there's a mitzvah lachayisay. Right, that's a technical problem, and that's so important. I want to mention it. But there's a basic problem here in the Rambam. Anybody know what it is? There's some pasuk pshat in the Rambam. What does it say in the Rambam? The Rambam says that you're not allowed to give the nevela. You're not allowed to give the nevela matana to a nochri. Because the Torah says mochel unochri, can't give it in batana. This is the man of chinam. The Rambam nechsev v'rezor brings the pasuk of leisachanim, but here we learn out from the pasuk of oy mochel unochri. But says the Rambam, to a get taishov, you are allowed to give it as a matana. In fact, you could give it beim mechir beim matana. Why? Because a get taishov you mitzvah lachis. Where does it say in this pasuk? Where did the Rambam see in this halacha that you're mitzvah lachesed? The din is that a get toshuv, you're allowed to, it's ben b'mechir, ben b'matana. What does that have to do with mitzvah lachesed? Where do I see or anything about mitzvah lachesed? What I see in the pasuk is that there's no loisechonim on a get toshuv. There's no iser to give a matana to a get toshuv. But where do I see here? It's a chiyuv of an imperative of lach yosef. The Torah doesn't say you have to give it to him as a matana. The Torah says you're allowed to give it to him as a matana. You're allowed to sell it to him. You can sell it to him for an extortionate price. You don't have to sell it to him if you're feeling particularly munificent. You could give it to him as a matana. So you have a choice. You can give it to him as a matana. You could sell it to him for whatever the market will bear. Whatever you want. There's no din of leisechonim. There's no iser to give a manas chidim to a geretayshim. But that's all. That's all I see. So where do I see anything about Gerat HaMetzuvah L'Achyosah?
What?
Yeah, but there's no, but the sino according to the Rambam doesn't mean that it has to be in the sino. The sino just means it could even be in the sino. But it could just as well be in the mechira. Mele according to Rashi that it says over here b'matana and not b'mechira. So maybe that could have to do with Mesuvah Lachnes, although really we said in Rashi that even in Rashi it's a nevela that could do. But at least I could see maybe, you know, you see something about how the Torah feels good about a getoshev and wants you to help a getoshev and says give it to Matana and don't sell it to him. So I could see that might be a source for the idea of Mesuvah Lachnes. But the Rambam doesn't say that. It says ben mechira ben matana. The Rambam does not even bring the din of lahakdim, which, by the way, is a question by itself. The Rambam doesn't even mention anything about lahakdim that it's better to sell it to a getoshev than to give it to it's better to give it to a getoshev than to sell it to a guy. Even that's not in the Rambam. Some of the pshat is the Rambam hopes that lahakdim doesn't mean that you have to give it to the getoshev rather than sell it to a guy. You know, it's like Tosfos asked in Avodah Zarah, even by any Yisrael, you don't have such a din. You have to sell it. You have to give it away to a getoshev rather than sell it to a guy. What kind of din is that? So Taisa, the whole thing, it's only worth 10 cents to you, it's worth a lot of hanot to him. The Rambam didn't have that. The Rambam held, it cannot be such a din of lahakdim that you have to give it to a getoshev rather than sell it to a guy. When the Gemara says lahakdim, the Gemara just means that the Torah said that it's more mitzvah to give it away to a getoshev than it is to sell it to a guy. So if you're looking for mitzvahs, this is a mitzvah and this is not. Like a mitzvah kiyumus. Like stuff in general. You know, you have an old jacket, you could sell it, you could give it to an oni. There's no chiyuv that you have to give it to an ani. But what's a bigger mitzvah about? It's a bigger mitzvah to give it away to an ani. So some of the Rambam learned lahakdim in that way as well. There's a mitzvah lachiyosai. So therefore lahakdim, the Torah said, this is first. This is more mitzvah. This is more praiseworthy. But not that it's a chiyuv. Akoponim, the Rambam doesn't bring that all together. So that the Rambam didn't have to bother to bring. We know mitzvah lachiyosai. So of course, if you give it to him, you get a mitzvah. But not that there's any such imperative. What the Torah says you have to do is whatever you want. You have to ben mechir ben matan. So how is that mitzvah lachiyosai? How do you even read the words of the Rambam? It's a kasha of both Rambams, both in Shechiyah Matana and in Melachim. In the Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says from this pasuk you see the source for mitzvah lachiyosai. Where? What? When? It says in the Torah, l'gev b'shirecha t'nenu. You could even give it to him as a gift, but you're allowed to sell it to him also. And here in Shechiyah Matana, the Rambam says, aval l'ger toishuv ben b'mechira ben b'minasino mipnei shatem mitzvah lachiyosai. What's the mipnei? You could sell, you could give it to him, or you could sell it to him. Mipnei shatam mitzvah lachiyosai. It's mamash a non sequitur. I don't know. I could. Why can't I conceive? I mean, maybe we're gonna have to.
There's even a machlokes with the Nayim. I think Tosfos. So I think he said that you could sell the Bela to a rich heir because you want to convince him to convert later on. So I mean, you see that there's this already.
But why can't he be in between? He's neither. He's not such a nochri that he that is an offer that is to give him a maschino. But he's not mitzvah lachias either.
He's more, I guess. He's more with a Jew than.
I mean, it might be that he is, but I don't see it in this pasuk. I see in this pasuk that he's not, that he doesn't have the Isra of Lo Sechanim.
The whole point of Lo Sechanim was that you shouldn't get close to God, that he shouldn't influence you and whatever. So, you
see so fine, so he doesn't have Lo Sechanim because he's a little bit Jewish, but who says he's so Jewish that he has that in Mitzvah Lachiyosai?
I mean, that's the point, because he's already taking like the first big step almost.
And even if you're right, that there is a Mitzvah Lachiyosai. But how is that expressed in the din of Ben Mechir Ben Matana?
By the fact that he's not included in the prohibition of Lo Sechanim.
So I see he's not included in the prohibition of Lo Sechanim, but I don't see here. So maybe you'll tell me that since he's not included in the Yisra of Lo Sechanim, so therefore he must be a mitzvah lachiyosai. But that the fact that he, and maybe that's true, that he really has a mitzvah lachiyosai, but how is that fulfilled? The Rambam is mashma that this din of Ben Mechir Ben Matana is a fulfillment of mitzvah lachiyosai.
Because they're the only ones who can accept the din, and you have nothing else to do. You can't get
But how am I fulfilling mitzvah lachiyosai by having a halacha by Ben Mechir Ben Matana? Maybe it's true that he's a mitzvah lachiyosai. But that's expressed in my giving him soccer checks. I'll make a gemach for him. But it's not expressed in the din of ben mechir ben matana. When I have an avela and I give it to a getoshev ben mechir or ben matana, that has nothing to do with the fact that he's mitzvah lachiyosai. Maybe you're right. Maybe from lo sechanim, from the fact he doesn't have lo sechanim, I now know that he's sort of Jewish. It's not true. He's not really sort of Jewish. But let's say he's sort of Jewish, and therefore I could somehow extrapolate on my own that he has the din of leisachon of mitzvah achiyosoi, and I therefore know that I have to make stock organizations for him and have gdolim daven by the kosel on his behalf and whatever. But I don't see it in the din of nevela. The Rambam's mashmah, the din of nevela ben mechir ben matono is grounded in the fact that I'm mitzvah achiyosoi. Why? It has nothing to do with mitzvah achiyosoi. I think what's muchach in the Rambam, although it's a chiddush, to me anyway, it's a chiddush, is that the Rambam holds that there is leisachonim by a get toshuv. There really is leisachonim by a get toshuv. And you're not allowed, whatever's included in leisachonim, you're not allowed to give a get toshuv mat naschinum. Not just you wouldn't without this possible. That's the emes. The emes is that you're really not allowed to give a matnas chinum to your toshim. But so then, how do you give a matnas chinum? How do you give him a nevel of matnas chinum? The teretz is since I'm a tzuva lachiyosoi, so it's not chinum. Chinum is I give him something for no reason. I'm not giving it to him for no reason. I'm giving it to him for the reason that I'm a tzuva lachiyosoi. That's not bechinum. The Mela says the Rambam, he's a din of leisachonim. Leisachonim means you're not allowed to give a matnas chinum to a nochi, and nochi includes a get toshuv, and a get toshuv also is bechal leisachonim. Nonetheless, the Torah says you're allowed to give an available matana to get toshuv. Why? Either is leisachonim, this nisr of matnas chinum. The Torah says it's giving a matana to get toshuv is not a matnas chinum. It's the matana, yes, but it's not bechinum because. It's not for chinam. It's not for no reason. It's for the reason that I'm a tzuva lachiyosef. So the heter to give him b'matana needs the din of tzuva lachiyosef. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the total opposite of what we're saying with Shara Rashi, right? Rashi, you want to say the Rashi, Dafka says you have to give to a ger toshim.
Right. Rashi also didn't avail that the avail has to give him to a ger toshim. And the Rambam holds, well, not anyway, I know, Rashi holds you have to give it to a get toshuv, and the Rambam holds, or you're not allowed to sell it to a get toshuv, and the Rambam holds that it's ben mechir ben matonah. But what I want to say is, I'll tell you nafkamina, I mean, we see from the nafkamina, from leisachonim I learn a lot of things. From leisachonim I learn a nisim mat neschinim. From leisachonim I also learn a din that you're not allowed to be mesaper b'shochar. Is there a issur l'saper b'shochar of a ger toshuv? So I would have thought, last week, all of my life, I would have thought the vada nach. You're mitzvah l'achyosei, there's no l'sechonim in a ger toshuv, so you're allowed to be misaper b'shochar. But I think the Rambam sheet is going to be takana. It's also l'saper b'shochar. Because he's a nochi. And a nochi has a din of l'sechonim, and it's also l'saper b'shochar. And the ger toshuv is included in that. He's included in l'sechonim. The only thing that he's not included in is the din of matnas chinum, because by him it's not chinum because I'm mitzvah lachiyosei. So he has both. There's tachal leisachonim and it's also the saper b'shvachoi, and he has all the din of leisachonim. But whatever the reason is, the Torah said leisachonim includes the get toshuv. Nonetheless, the Torah said you mitzvah lachiyosei, and since you mitzvah lachiyosei, so maybe you had to give him a tonus because. That's not bechinam. It's not a violation of leisachonim because I'm not doing it because I want to give him matnas chinam. I'm doing it because I'm mitzvah lachiyosef. Dosa t'zmele says the Rama. To a nochri, there's an issur to give it matana. But a getoshim is ben mechir ben matana. You're allowed to give him matana too. Why? Because you're mitzvah lachiyosef. So therefore, it's not a violation of leisachonim.
The reason you're not allowed to sell a house to a nochri is because you're going to bring up all the zara into the house. How does that apply to a getoshim?
No, the reason why you're not allowed to sell a nochri a house is because of leisachonim. The reason why not I rent him a house to live in is because he's going to bring in a Avodah Zarah. If you rent him a house to put Tzchayra in, that's Mutter, because there's no Leisachonim, because he's not selling it to him. Oh, so the truth is you're bringing up a good point. I mean, I have a right to what I'm saying. Oh, I don't have the right to Chayot in the Rama. You take a look yourself. I don't have the Rama in front of me. But if you look at the Rama in Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud, where the Rama has a dinim of Leisachonim. No, we haven't talked about it. So the Rambam writes like this. Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. He starts off with the halachas of Leisachonim, they're not allowed to sell karka to a Nochri in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to rent him a house for not to live in because he'll put in Avodah Zarah, but for Schara. But you can't sell him karka in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Ram continues with the other halachas of Leisachonim. V'chein also l'saper b'shvachot. I feel a little more common noy goes there but Sirosa. Have a chimish is happy with Shachmaisov, a shechab of Dover with the brain. She never will listen on him. Loyal and chain by Necho. With nay, she go him with Dobek in my volume with my sofa. Rams is a time of the crop. Because it's. You'll copy, you'll emulate his behavior as well. Then the Ram says, but also lethal him at Naschino. And here he says, Aval Noisen will get Toshov. Shenema lager shab shechet itnan v'yachol imochol nochi b'mechira. Avon noisim lager toshav. Shenema lager b'shechet itnan v'yachol imochol nochi b'mechira v'loy v'nesina. But to get toshav, you're allowed to give it b'matana. So it's very striking. The Rambam brings all the halachas of Leisachonim. You can't sell him karka. You can't give him sapa b'shvacha, drachov, maisov, and you can't give him a matnas chinam. And then he says avon noisim lager toshav. But he doesn't say that the getoshav doesn't have the other isur. On the face of this mashmah, that a getoshev, the other certainly does have, l'saper b'shvacha is also by a getoshev as well. The only thing is, I'm not so sure about the karka. The Rambam says later on, b'feirush, well, it's not so b'feirush in the Rambam. The Rambam has later on, in Halachavov, the Rambam says another halacha, that although you're allowed to rent karka to, can't sell karka to God because of l'sachonim, but you're allowed to rent him karka in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that's only when it's not Yisrael tekifoleh. But this man Shayad Yisrael to Kifaleim, the Ram holds that it's also even to rent, and it's also even to let them come in as tourists. The Rabbi is Chayot, it's kind of Israel, this, they can't come in as tourists, they can't rent, they can't sell them karka. But the Ram Shita is that if it's Yad Yisrael to Kifa, we have to close down the tourist industry, we shouldn't have Nochem going in Israel at all. And there the Ram says that, not even Lefisho, not even Arai, and there the Ram says that for a Getoshev it's Mutter, from Kibbalo of Sheva Mitzvah Sereza Getoshev. And then it's Mutter. He says, even if he's just passing through, so here the Ram makes a distinction that Getoshev is mutter. So it's not clear. You could read the Rambam that the Ram is saying only Yeshiva Sarai, which is not learned out from Leisachonim. It's learned out from this other pasuk of Leyeshu Beatzecha Penyachti Weischoli. That doesn't apply to Getoshev. There's no Penyachti Weischoli. He's a Getoshev. He's a Erlecha. He's a But the din of Leisachonim, the way I'm reading the Rambam, maybe that still applies to sell karka. Maybe that applies even to a getayshuf. There is one other Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchas. There's Rambam in Isuri B, Perik Yudalit Halacha Zayin. That I would never have found, but that I found with a search. The Rambam's talking about other things entirely, but the Rambam over there says. The reason why he has a name Getoshev is because it's mutter to be Moshev in Eretz Yisrael. But I'm not sure what that means. Maybe that doesn't mean mechira. Maybe that only means to rent. The things that are also because of penyachti oischali, that doesn't apply to a Getoshev. This is to rent to an ochri or to let him come into schara. That doesn't apply to a Getoshev. We're Moshev in Getoshev b'neinu. But to sell him karka, that's leisachonim. The Ramos leisachonim is by a Getoshev as well. And if not, if you're allowed to sell karka to a nochri in Eretz Yisrael, to a getoshev rather, then I would say it's because that's also v'chayichik. That's also mitzvah lachyosa. To be lachyosa means you have to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. If you're not going to let him live in Eretz Yisrael, how are you going to be mechayim? How are you going to support him if you chase him away? So even in Tzolaimer, that the Ram means that you're even allowed to sell karka to a getoshev. So I would say that's because it goes under the heading of mitzvah lachyosa. But what's not, I think the emphasis in the Ram is that to me it seems more. That the Ram holds you're not even allowed to sell him karka in Eretz Yisrael, you're only allowed to rent him. All the Leisachonim apply to Getoshev as well. Certainly the Saper B'Shvachai, I think the Ram holds apply to Getoshev also. The only thing that doesn't apply is it falls under the heading of Mitzvah Lach Yosef, because that's not Bechino. Because it's a fulfillment of Mitzvah Lach Yosef.
But in Hilchos Malachim, the second halacha,
Rambam says something about how Ger Toshav has a din of Milas Chasadim like a Jew. So you want to say there's a din of...
Yeah, Milas Chasadim, yeah, but L'sapa B'shochen
Ah. But let's tell me the whole thing about sort of Shalei Yidavik, which if you're supposed to not have anything to do with him, you're supposed to be nice to him.
You send him a check. No, I mean, not, I don't think it's so rough. Gavilas Chasodim, yeah, he's a fine person. He's Mechabalos, I miss his name. Again, I'm talking alumnus. I'm not talking how you want to accept, the, you know, deal with this morally. I don't think everybody agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam's
Chayot. No, I'm not saying that, though.
But why is it? Why is it a steer? The Rambam holds that you're not allowed to be Mesapa B'Shochoy because you could be Dovik B'Drochov. Drochov, he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. That doesn't mean you want to be Dovik B'Drochov. He's still a Nochi, he's not against heaven.
If the Torah didn't mean you have anything to do with the non-Jew, then why would all of a sudden say, but you're really nice to him?
Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? The Gemara says you have to be makabel, you have to be makbil, makbil shalom l'chalodim. You have to be nice to him, and the Ger Toshav especially you have to be nice, because Taka deserves you should be nice to him. But that doesn't mean you want to be dovek b'drachov. Doesn't mean you go to, you, doesn't mean that you get together for, doesn't mean to be dovek b'drachov. I'll ask you a question, the Ger Toshav, does he make, like this is different.
If Toshav means that you could rent to them, then isn't that like Toshav's like a resident?
I don't know, he's an umashivim beinenu. That means he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. To live in Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean you have to buy karka. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is certainly a mashma that way. The Rambam, that was the deacon of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He brings the din of Leisachonim of Karka, doesn't say anything about a Kedusha being different. He brings the Aloch of also Lesapa B'Shvacha, he doesn't say anything about a Kedusha being different. Then he brings the Aloch of Mat Neschinim, and there he says, Avonoisin of Mat Neschinim of Kedusha. So, and then later on, when he talks about the Aloch of Penyachdi Oishchali, that when it's Yad Yisrael Tekifu, you can't even rent, so there again he says that a Kedusha is different. So it's very Meduik in the Rambam. He only says that a Getoshev is different by Matnas Chinam, which we're explaining, because Matnas Chinam, by Matnas Chinam, because it's a special case, because Mitzvah Lach Yosef, so it's not called Loisachonim, because you're giving a Matonim, it's not Bechinam, it's a Matonim because you're Mitzvah Lach Yosef. And you're allowed to rent him Kark, that's altogether not a violation of Loisachonim. Even when it's Yad Yisrael, when Yad Yisrael is not Tekifa, you're even allowed to rent Kark to a Nochri, not to sell, because that's Loisachonim. So that's a special din of renting because of penyachti oischoli. That doesn't apply to Ger Toshav. There's no penyachti oischoli. So that's why he's called the Ger Toshav. Shonam Ashivan Oisei Benenu. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't mean he's allowed to buy karka. Buying karka is already leisachonim. I think it's very clear in the Rambam. And Oilal Kulon is our Rambam. Our Rambam otherwise makes no sense at all. He said the reason why it's ben b'mechira ben b'maton is because it's a mitzvah lachesah. Otherwise, Mamish makes no sense. Otherwise, it's Sisrei Torah. Because it's Mitzvah Achreis, therefore it's Ben Mechir, Ben Matana. The answer is yeah, because without the Mitzvah Achreis, it would be also to give him a Matana. Because he really has a Loisachana. So I need the Mitzvah Achreis to make it, but it's not a Chinam, it's not a Matnas Chinam.
I don't see why you have to go that far and say that Loisachanim is the reason. I think you could just say by the fact the Pasuk says that a Din Nesina.
Right.
We have to give them because I think that saying Lo Sechanim does create problems because the Rambam doesn't say it straight out that Ger Toshav has a din to Lo Sechanim. You know, yeah. I don't think you have to go there. You just say that the fact that Pasuk says shows us a din mitzvah lachyoso, because who do you give to? You only give to people who you have a mitzvah to.
Yeah, but if the Torah would say you should give it to him, you have to give it to him with this. There's some kind of halacha that you're supposed to give it to him. So then I would agree.
But the Torah doesn't say that.
The Torah just says that if you're allowed to give it to him. You could sell it to him, or you could give it to him. So where is that?
It's a bigger question if you say Lo Sechanim, because if he has Lo Sechanim, why are you saying you could give it to him if you want to? Because it's a mitzvah lachyoso.
Because it's a key mitzvah.
If it's a mitzvah lachyoso,
because it's a key mitzvah stoker.
But if it's a mitzvah lachyoso, the Torah should say even further.
No, it's even by Oni that way. Even Oni, I'm not mechuyev to give him. Unless it's a special, you know, he needs the money right now. He needs food right now. But stam on that, there's no mitzvah chiyubes that I have to give stoker to an Oni. But if I give him stoker, then about I have a key mitzvah. So no, so I get Toshav the same thing. If I give him a mitzvah b'matana, so that it helps him out. So it's.
So you say the same thing for what I'm saying. Meaning, you're asking the kasha on what I'm saying that when there's no mitzvah b'sachanim, why should the Torah just write that he has the nesina? I'll say the same thing because only when the Ger Toshav who's poor comes to you, that's when you have the nesina. Otherwise, you don't really have than the sinah to give somebody. You don't have an extra chiyuv. Same thing.
Then it's unpacking a sukkah. What would be the din if you have a getosh of oshir? And not only in the Rambam, sukkah altogether, in a getosh of oshir. In each sheet and rishonim, we'd have to consider it separately. The halacha of the Gemara, that whatever halacha says in the Gemara about getoshev, is it only by getoshev ani, or is it even by getoshev asher? We'd have to go on each sheet separately. If you're Rashi, it could maybe be even by an asher. If you gifted it to a getoshev. If you're the Rambam, that has to do with mitzvah lachyesah. Mistam, it's only by an ani. It's hard for me to imagine that by a getoshev asher, there's a mitzvah lachyesah. Even an ani should be Yisrael, there's no mitzvah lachyesah if he's rich. I mean, he's then not an ani. So how could there be a mitzvah lachyesah in a getoshev if he's not an ani? But I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe it's not so. But a component, that's not really addressing what you're saying. You're saying maybe the Ram just saw it in the din the scene. But I don't see that there's a din the scene here. If we're not going to say what I'm saying, the Ram says ben mechir ben matana. How do you see there a din the scene?
You
can give him matana if you like him. You can give him matana if you don't like him. Give you can sell it to him. But you give it to him mechir.
I would think maker the Torah said the scene and the Ram saw din the scene, and then he's got mechir from a couple of farmers. You can't say that you can give to a guy and sell to a nachri and not sell to a gertosh. Obviously, I mean selling to a gertosh is like a Agav Gror, I got mixed in because it doesn't make sense not to say that. But the Torah is telling you a din asina because it's a din asina.
For what is it a din asina if you don't have to do it? What does it even mean that it's
what's
a din asina?
What's tzedakah if you don't have to do it?
No, but the Ram doesn't even say that it's better. He said, the Ram doesn't say you can give it to him, you should give it to him matana, but if you're not interested in doing mitzvahs, then do it to mechir. The Ram says nothing. The Ram says, ben mechir, ben matana. Maybe it's true that there's a mitzvah stuck in Rav too, but the Ram doesn't even mention it. The Ram says, ben mechir, ben matana, mitnei shata mitzvah lachyesa. If it's mitzvah lachyesa, what's ben mechir, ben matana? For ben mechir, ben matana, I don't need a mitzvah lachyesa. Yeah, but it doesn't say. But in the Rambam, there's no remes. Not just the lomus. Never mind the lomus. There's no remes in the Rambam that he's expressing any preference between mechir and matana. Well, the getoish of ben b'mechir ben b'nesina mepnei shat ha-metzuv l'achez. What does that even mean? And the only thing that can mean to me is that the heter of Nesino is because you're mitzvah lachayis. Otherwise, it'll be also to give him Nesino because it's takel sechonim. And the Raman of in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, I think, is very geshmak in the Raman of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. I think that's takel shitas Ram. The getoshet has all of the nimah lechonim. It's not so rochuk to me just because he was makabel not to be oved Avodah Zarah. He was makabel to shev mitzvah ben noyach. That doesn't mean that there's no problem in being dovek bedrochov. He's still a nochri. There's lots of things that are not appropriate for Yisrael. So chesed, yes. Lachyoysa, gmilas chasodim, yes. Lachyoysa, yes. But to be dovek bedrochov, not. What?
You're allowing him to have chanaya on your property. That's the big issue. That's what I'm saying.
How do we let him live in Eretz Yisrael? That the Torah was Mishar. You let him live in Eretz Yisrael, that much, yeah, that won't. But you have to be careful.
That's
he's not penyachti was chuli, he's not oibad of a desert. Oh, so Leisachonim is when he's only because of a Zar. The Chaymer of Leisachonim is only when he's an Oved of a Zar. No, I'm sorry, what I'm saying. Leisachonim. No, you're not even giving him. Nochi also, what I'm saying, the way I'm learning a Gertoshev, you also can't sell Kark in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Because that's Leisachonim, that's the Chaymer Leisachonim. But to rent him, you can rent even to a guy. Just when it's Yad Yisrael Tkifa, there's a special thing called Ben Yachdi Leisachonim. Okay, anyway, we're at the point already of editorializing, whether we like the Ram or not. You don't have to like the Rambam, but I think that's what it says in the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here, Mishnah. Tomorrow we'll go back.
In the Rambam, the Gospel of Chodim, it says that this is the Mishnah of Chodim. It's different.
Okay, here, Louis. What am I doing
here? The Rambam that he was quoting is
the same.